We're going to start on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph by the two dots. The Gemara is now going to discuss how do we know that the issues of Pigul extend beyond the Korban HaShlamim. And that's because the Parsha of Pigul is found, or is the Psukim that deal with the Parsha of Pigul are found with the Shlamim. And how do I extend that beyond the Korban Shlamim? Tanur Banan, it's quoting us a Braita from Torat Kohanim, and it actually starts in the middle of the Braita. The beginning of the Braita actually says, Yochol lo yehei chayav el al Shlamim bilvad. I would have thought that you would have been only chayav on a Shlamim. Talmud lomar, the inyan tuma. Then it says, inyan tuma v'inazru mekodshei b'nei Israel, and v'chule v'chule. Now we start in the middle of this Braita, and it begins. Maybe you would think that the only thing that is included in Pigul are things that are very similar to Shlamim. Ma Yishlamim Yuchadim. What's unique about a Shlamim? Nechalim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. That they're eaten for 2 days and 1 night. Af kol nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So just like the Shlamim has that unique circumstance, so too, only things that are eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad would be included. So the Havamina of the Braita, and again, the Gemara will come back later and dissect this Braita piece by piece, but the Havam would have been that if we only included Pigul from Shlamim, that you would only include things that are domeh to Shlamim, something that's similar to Shlamim, or items or korbanot, kodshei kalim, that are eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Nechal l'yom v'layla minayin. How do I know korbanot that are consumed over a day and a night, which are kodshei kodashim and a todah? How do I know that those are also included here? Talmud lomar mibasar. So that comes from the word mibsar. That comes from Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Chet. There, I'll read you the introductory Pesukim. It says, Vim neder, o nidava, zevach karbono, b'yom yikivo et zivcho ye'achel, umimacharat, but notar mimeno ye'achel. That you must consume the korban within the time period that is allotted. That's 2 days and the 1 night. V'anotar mibar zevach, v'yom ha'shlishi, ba'es yisareif. And that which is left over from the karban onto the third day, that has to be burnt. On the third morning, you burn the notar. Now, if you remember earlier in the Masechta, we darshan that this perek was speaking about, the Pesukim in this perek were speaking about pigul, that the Gemara darshaned earlier on. Now, in Pasuk Yechesached, it says, Im he'achol ye'achel mibsar zevach shlamav. If one consumes from the Zvar Shemarach, v'yom ha'shlishi, lo yiratzeh. Hamakrivoto lo yachem shelo pigulia v'nefesh ochel b'menu avonah tisa. So we darshan that pasuk was speaking about pigul, whether it's chutz lizmano and chutz l'mekomo, or only chutz lizmano, depending on the different limudim we had earlier in the Masechta. But nevertheless, the pasuk begins like this: im yachol yachel mi b'sar zevach shelamav. So shlamav is obviously speaking about the shlamim. What is the b'sar and the zevach? So Gemara says those are extraneous words. So the extraneous word of mibsar comes to teach me not only are we talking about things like the shlamim, which is l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, but also things that are yom v'layla. So kol shishirayim nechalim. Psar comes to teach me anything that has leftovers that are consumed, because it's talking about the basar. But that would only include items or korbanot that have achilah that are associated with them. The obvious exception, that would be olah. Olah she'en shiareh nechalim minayin. How do we know that's also included under this category of pigul? Tamad omar zevach. That's imachol yachel mibsar zevach. Shelamav, the extra word zevach, comes to teach me also about the olot. Minayin, the rabot. How do I know also to include olfot? Ve'aminochot. The other types of korbanot, other things that end up on the mizbeach, like ofot, minachot, ad shenim erabel log shemen shel mitzara, all the way until the point where I include also the log shemen shel mitzara, which you know is brought in order to sprinkle 7 times keneged petach ha'moed, as well as on placed on the behonot of the mitzara, on the big toes and the thumbs of the mitzara. Talmud Omar, asherhem makdishim li. So then we bring a pasuk that has nothing to do with pigul, a pasuk that is actually written by Tuma. And that's how the Braita began. The ratio of the Braita that I read to you that's not listed here is that we learn it out from Vayinezru. Now Vayinezru is a pasuk that's found in Vayikra Perchav Bet. Vayikra Chabet is talking about Tuma. It's really Parshat Emor, speaking about the Tuma of the Kohanim. And when a Kohen is Tameh, he may not consume certain items. Kochim, Maser, Truma. Yesterday we dealt with the Maser and Truma part of it at the end of yesterday's daf. Today we're talking about the Tuma that relates to Kochim. There in Vayikra Perchav Bet, Pasuk Aleph Bet, it says, Vayidaber Shema Moshe Lemor, Daber Laron Vel Benav, Vi Nazru Mikodshe Bnei Yisrael, Velo Yichalu Hashem Kodshi Hashem Makdishim Li Ani Hashem. It says that they should separate themselves from the Kodshim of Bnei Yisrael. When they are Tamei, they should remove themselves. Do not come into contact. Do not consume the Kodshim of Bnei Yisrael. So you see that anything that is kodesh, asherim makdishim li, anything that's mukdash to me, they are restricted from me coming into contact or consuming. So that is talking about tumah. Well, if it's talking about tumah, how does that help us by pigul? That the Gemara says, ba'ati, notar. Then we learn out notar, chilul, chilul mi tumah. We have gzera shava from notar to tumah. Ba'ati pigul, avon, avon mi notar. And then we have another gzera shava of avon, avon from notar. So basically, there's a double gzera shava. This double gzera shava says that whatever applies by tumah will also apply to notar. Notar is when you leave over a korban past the time period in which it's supposed to be consumed. And then from notar, we have a gzera shava that brings it over to pigul. So now we have a limud by tumah. That was by Yinazru. The word lo yichalalu, chilul, is found by the tumah. In Parshat Kiddushim, there are three psukim, four psukim. Again, we did this earlier in the Masechta when we dealt with how do you reconcile between Vayikra Zayin and Vayikra Perak Yutet, both of which seem to be talking about notar. And there the Gemara discussed whether one of them is talking about Chutzlis Mano, one of them is talking about Chutzlim Kamo. Both of them are talking about Chutzlis Mano. One of them is talking about Chutzlis Mano, Chutzlim Kamo, the one's real notar. The Gemara had different opinions about how to explain these different Vayikra Zayin and Vayikra Perak Yutet. But in Perak Yutet it says, sounds like notar. If he eats on the third day, it's pigul lo yiretze. Bochlav avono isa ki et kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichrata nefesh v'yimeyamel. So there's the word v'chilel. So just like we had the word yichalalu found by tumah, and here we have the word chilel, then we take whatever we learned by tumah, which means asherim makdishim li, all kodesh has the application of tumah. I bring that over to notar. Now by notar, the pasuk concludes, Bachlov avona isa, ki et kodesh Hashem chilem nekotem neshim ameh. So the word avono is found there. If we come back to Vayikra Zayin, in the pasuk that we were speaking about, it says, ime achol yachel mivzar zevach shlamav, which we just darshened, bayom ha-shlishi lo yiretzeh makiv oto lo yechashiv lo pigul yeh, v'nefesh ha-chod mimenu avona tisa. So that's avon, avon. So that double gzera shava teaches me that which we know by tumah is true by notar, and what's true by notar is brought over to pigul. So the answer to our question in the Braita is, how do I know that other things are included over here? How do I know that it's not just talking about shlamim when we come to pigul? The first one was basar. That was the first limud that includes anything that's eaten or consumed. Number two was zevach, to teach us even karbanot that are not consumed like an olah. How did I get beyond that to other items that are like ofot, menachot, and alog mitshem and shel mitzora? I learned from out the pasuk by tumah, and I used the double gzera shava to bring it back to the case of pigul. Well, if the case is, and that's what the bite is about to ask, in the end, what did you include? You included everything. So then why bother writing shlamim? Why write it in the parsha of shlamim? Why particularly mention shlamim if it's going to include everything in the end anyway? That's what the Braita says. Machash so far both kol davar. If in the end you're going to include everything, why did you write shlamim here at all? Lo umar lecha, to teach you mashlamim yuchadim sheish lehem matirim ben la'adam ben la'mizbeach. What is unique about a shlamim is that the matirim, like the zrikat adam, is matir the shlamim to be consumed by human beings as well as the mizbeach. The emurim of the shlamim end up on the mizbeach. The basara, zevach, and zabirim be split between the balim and the kohanim. But what's unique about a shlamim is that there is a matir that then allows the items that are consumed, which are the achilat mizbeach and a chalid adam, to take place. If you remember earlier in the Masechta, we also dashed, the pasuk is talking about two achilot, which is achilat adam and achilat mizbeach. In order to have a machshevet pigul, you have to have a machshava about either achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. And that's what shlamim comes to teach us. Shlamim comes to teach us that one, achilat adam, achilat mizbeach, and number two, that the machshava has to be about or in a matir, something that is being matir, the achilat adam or the achilat ha-zevach. Af kol sheyesh lo matirim ben adam lemizbeach havina lemishum pigul. That gives us the definition of what pigul is. Now the Braita continues here, which basically is a quote, almost an identical quote from our Mishnah. The Shita Mekubetzet Otei, he has a slightly different girsa in the Gemara over here that follows in the Braita, which actually would make more sense. I'm just going to read what we have in the Braita because it includes what the Shita Mekubetzet has. It just has a little more here. So it says Haula dama matirat b'sara. Bayonola, its dam when it's placed on the mizbeach is the matir for the b'sara, the mizbeach, v'orale kohanim. So Ola fulfills that requirement that it has a matir, that's the dam, and it's matir for the mizbeach because the basar ends up on the mizbeach, just like the emurim of the shlamim end up on the mizbeach. Olat ha'of, dama matir et basara lemizbeach. Same thing by an olat ha'of. The dam of the olat ha'of allows the basar to end up on the mizbeach, similar to the emurim of the shlamim. Chatat ha'of, dama matir et basara lekohanim. Chatat ha'of is like the basar of the shlamim, in which here the dama is matir, the consumption of the chatat ha'of by the kohanim, just like it does by the shlamim, it allows the consumption by the balim and the kohanim. Parim nisrafim, usurim nisrafim, and this is actually what the Shita Mekubetzet says that the focus of the Braita is. It's really not on the ones that we just mentioned before, but rather on the parim nisrafim and usurim nisrafim, which is not clear. What is it about the parim nisrafim and the usurim nisrafim that end up on the mizbeach or achilat adam? They have no achilat adam, and they have no achilat mizbeach because they are nisraf. So what's left over? What about the parim nisrafim, usurim nisrafim is it that we have that we can have pigul about? So that's what the Braita comes to teach us. Parim nisrafim, usurim nisrafim, damam matirat emurim likarev. There is some achilat mizbeach. That's the fats of the parim nisrafim, usurim nisrafim. That's parsha yom kippurim, seir lashem on yom kippurim, paralam davar shel tzibur, parkoin mashiach, seir lavodah zarah. All of those, the fats end up on the mizbeach. We just had that limud a couple of daf ago. And all the fats end up on the mizbeach. That is achilat mizbeach. So the dama is matir, the fats that get on the mizbeach. So that's where you can have the pigul. The pigul will be about the machshava, about the emurim that have to end up on the mizbeach when you're doing the zrikat hadam. Motziani, and what do I exclude? Et hakometz, v'et halovana, v'aktoret, u'minchat kohanim, u'minchat kohen mashiach, u'minchat nesachim v'adam. So all the things that are excluded from this are a komets. A komets itself has no matir. It is the matir for the mincha, but it has nothing to be matir it. The levona is the same way. The levona is matir the mincha, or the shirayim of the mincha to be eaten, but it itself has no matir. And the same thing with lechem panim. The levona is matir the lechem panim be'achila, but it itself has no matir. It ends up on the mizbeach. The minchat kohanim. Anything associated with the minchat kohen, we learned that in the Mishnah, is kulo kalil Hashem. The entire thing ends up on the mizbeach. There is no portion that is consumed. Therefore, there is no matir here. There's nothing that's matir, the item to go on the mizbech. It goes on the mizbech entirely. There's nothing that's matir it for the achilat mizbech. It itself is the achilat mizbech. So that's true of the minchat kohen in general, a minchat kohen that brings a nidava, or minchat kohen mashiach, which is the mincha of a kohen gadol that he brings each day, the chavitei kohen gadol, brought machatzita b'boker, machatzita b'erev, or again, a kohen that goes into service for the first time also brings a similar mincha. Uminchat nisachim, which Rashi in our Mishnah, remember, eliminated the girsa of minchat nisachim, because again, the Mishnah had a machloket about nisachim right after that, so it didn't seem to be want to differentiate between them. Over here, it's clear that the Gemara had this in the bright of minchat nisachim, because it's about to ask a question about it. Uminchat nisachim, again, they themselves end up on the mizbeach. There is nothing else that's matirit. V'adam, and the blood. The blood itself, the zrikat adam, which is matir the korban, it ends up on the mizbeach, but there's nothing that is matir it to end up on the mizbeach. It itself is thrown on the mizbeach, it's matir itself to be on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mashlamim miyuchadim sheish bahen, or yesh no al mizbeach achitzon, mechavin avalav, that it only shlamim are unique, that they're placed on the mizbeach achitzon, and that's what achila we're talking about here, and that's what avoda we're talking about here. Af kol sheish lan mizbeach achitzon, chayinim avalav mishum pigul. That only things that end up on the Mizbeach Ritzon have any issue with Pigul. Yetzu, we exclude from that, Parim Nisrafim, Nisrafim Nisrafim. Ho, She'en al Mizbeach HaChitzon, their avoda is not done on the Mizbeach Ritzon, it's done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Zrikat Adam for all of these are done inside the Heichal. They're not down in the Azara. They're either done al HaParoch, Belifnei HaParoch, Lifnei Ben HaBadim, on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So that's because the dam is done in the pirimit. So therefore, ein chayim nala mishum pigul. Therefore, there will be no pigul. So that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion that the shlamim comes here in addition to teaching us about the matirim and achilat the dam chalem is be'ach. It also teaches us that it's only things that are in the azara, only when the avoda is done in the azara, not when the avoda is done pinim, when it's done inside the heichal. So amamar. Now, as I said, the gemara is going to go back and dissect the brayta. Kiyotze bishlamim. What would I have thought the havamino of the Braita is, had I not had these extra ribuim, that I would only included things that are like the shlamim? My nihu. What's something that's just like a shlamim? It says, b'chor. D'ne'achal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. B'chor, that's also eating for 2 days and one night. B'mai, ati. How did you learn out? How are you learning out b'chor from shlamim? If you're just going to say, look, we found by shlamim, akotshim kalim, that this is the din, so to which it applied to b'chor, that's not true. We could undermine that limud, because mal shlamim, shlamim have issue items by it that are unique, that make it more chamur, and then maybe you shouldn't learn out b'chor from it, which is, shein tunim smicha, nisachim utnufa chazeh b'shuk. Shlamim requires smicha, which means that the goyin or the balim place their hands on top of the korban and do some sort of vidui or expression of why they're bringing the korban. The sachim, along with the shlamim, there's a demand to bring the sachim with it. Utnufa chazeh b'shuk, which is the portion that goes to the kohanim, that portion you do a wave offering with it. So that always applies to shlamim, doesn't apply to a b'chor. So if that's the case, I can't learn just because I know something about shlamim, I'm going to know it by b'chor. Ela mi'im ha'achol ye'achel. Comes from the beginning of the pasuk, ha'achol ye'achel, which is a cloud. It's a general principle. So what's your suggestion over here? Your suggestion over here is the pasuk begins like this. Im'achol ye'achel mi'psar zevach shlamav. So you have a ribuy, or you have a cloud, which is a m'achol ye'achel, that it should be eaten. And then it defines it and gives you the prat, which is shlamav, the shlamim. So I would have thought that it's a klal uprat. When you have a klal uprat, im ba klal el mashab uprat. It would be limited to simply shlamim. So here the Gemara says, no, I have a riboy, I really have a klal uprat to klal. What is that? It says, im achol, yeachel. Those are two klalim. So I have achol, yeachel, two klalim, and then I have a prat called shlamav, mi basar zevak shlamav. So I should put, that means a klal uprat to klal. When I have a klal uprat to klal, and then you're done, el ke'in uprat. Then you have to be just like the prat. Well, just what's just like the shlamim? It has to be similar to the shlamim. It's a b'chor. That's how we've learned it. The Gemara says, okay, that's a nice limud, but you have a very basic problem with what you're doing. And that is that the two klalim here are next to each other. The prat is not found between the two klalim. You're calling it a klal prat to klal, but it's really klal, klal, prat. That's what's written in the psukim. So Gemara says, how could you do that? Hani tre klali, this micha dodi ninhu. Those are two klalim that are juxtaposed. There's no prat in between them. So Amar Rava. We saw this a number of times, or the other Girsa Yerzama Ravina, we saw this a number of times together, which is the Amri Bramarava. In Eretz Yisrael, they learned, if you find two klalim that are juxtaposed and a prat afterwards, hatel prat benehem. Take the prat and plunk it down between them, vidonam klalu prat. And then don them with the dinim of klalu prat, and here would be klalu prat to chlal. If that's the case, that's how I would have included b'chor. So that's what the havamina of the Braita was. The havamina of the Braita was, had I no other information, I had no other ribuim, I would have thought, what's included from the pasuk? Shlamim, plus the klal uprat uchlal, anything that's domeh l'shlamim. So the b'chor, which is domeh l'shlamim, that's consumed for shnei yamim v'layla echad, would also have been included, but that's it. That's all what would have been in the parsha of Pigul. Along comes the Braita and says, no, that's why I had mi basar and zevach to include the other things, and then we had the gzera shava to tumah, and we learned out from the hamshir makdishim li to include everything. Now the Gemara says, well, when you included everything, what did you include? You also included the log shemen shel mitzora. Hamani, who's the author of this position? Well, we had back in our Mishnah, if you remember, in our Mishnah, when we mentioned the log shemen shel mitzora, it was actually a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. It says log shemen shel mitzora. Rabbi Shimon Omer ein chayavin alav mishum pigol. There is no pigol by log shemen, and Rabbi Meir Omer chayavin alav mishum pigol. And Rabbi Meir says you are chayav. So if the Braita here says that we're going to include log shel shemen from asher makdishim li, from that ribuy, we're also going to include log shel shemen, then for pigol, who is the author of that position? The author of that position is Rabbi Meir, and that's what the Mara says now. Hamani, who's the author of this Braita? It must be Rabbi Meri. Titania, we have a Braita. And truthfully, again, our Mishnah also has the same thing. Log Shemen Shel Mitzora. Hayavin alav mishum pigul de Rabbi Meir. So that's the position of Rabbi Meir. Umar says, Eima Seifa. If Rabbi Meir is the author of the position here, what are you going to do with the second half of the Braita? The last letter part of the Braita says, Motze ani, I excluded minchat nisachim ve'adam. I'm excluding minchat nisachim. Atan rabbonon. That goes according to the Rabbanon. And again, it says Tanya here from the Tosefta. It is also our Mishnah with some variation in our Mishnah. The Tan. Nischei behema chayvin alem mishum pigul. Nischei behema yochayav for pigul mipnei shadama zevach matiram likarev. Tivrei Rabbi Meir. Because the dama zevach is with matir, the nesach, to go on the mizbeach, there is a matir for nisachim, and therefore there is pigul by them. Amruo, the Chachamim responded to him, Alo Adam mevi et zivcho ayom unisachav mikan ad asara yamim. A person can bring his zevach today, and then he can bring his nesach from now until 10 days. How could you claim there's an association between the dam that is matir the nesach, if the nesach doesn't have to be brought alongside the korban? Samar lehen, afani lo amarti ala bibayinim az zevach. Rabbi Meir says, and we saw this yesterday, Rabbi Meir says, when it comes with the Zevach, then there is Pigul. When it doesn't come with the Zevach, and that can manifest itself in two ways. One is that it's brought as a Nidava, independent of a Zevach totally, or it's brought with the Zevach, but later than the time of the Zevach. Not the same day, but another day afterwards. In both those cases, Rabbi Meir would agree to the Chachamim that there is no Matir. But where it is brought with the Zevach, the Dam is a Matir. So that's the Machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, which we saw yesterday, which is the Dam of the Zevach. Is the Dam of the Zevach a prerequisite to bring in the Nesach? That's what obligates you in the Nesach, but it's not a Matir. That's the position of the Chachamim. Or you have the position of Rabbi Meir, which says that the Dam of the Zevach is what is Matir, the Nesach. If you bring it on the same day, that's what's Matir, the Zevach. The Nafkamina between them, obviously, is whether it's Pigul or not Pigul over here. So now the Gemara says, now how do we reconcile? We have a Mishnah that says, number one, Lok Shemen is included in Pigul. That's Shita the Rabbi Meir. Then we have another statement in the Mishnah that says, Minhat Nisachim, not included in Pigul. Well, that cannot be the position of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir thinks that Nisachim are included in the problem of Pigul. So now how do we reconcile between those two? So now the first answer is, Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Rabihi. It's not actually Rabbi Meir who's author of this position. It's actually Rabbi who's the author of the position, Damar. Number one, Rabbi says, Lok Shemen Shemotzara Matnotav Sharule. The matnot of the Shemen, the Lok Shemen Shemotzara, are what are matir the Shiraim to be Nechal HaKohanim. When it comes to Lok Shemen Shel Mitzorah, what do you do with it? You take seven sprinklings towards the pentacle of Moed, then in addition to that, you place some of the oil on the thumbs and big toes, the behol note of the Mitzorah. Whatever's left over in the Kohen's hand goes on the head of the Mitzorah. The remainder of the Shemen that's in the Kli Sharet goes to the Kohanim to eat. What is Matir that Shirayim Ba'achila? Rabbi says, it's actually the matnot shemen. It's actually when you do the sprinkling, the sheva matnot shemen that you do, k'neged petach ol moed, that is what's matir, the shirayim be'achila. That's the case. Rabbi Yossi makes extrapolation. If it's lok shemen shel matzorah matnot sharilei, umi matnotav sharilei, if it's the matnot shemen that you do, the sheven hazot that you do, k'neged ol moed, if that's matir, the shirayim to be achila, matnotav mefaglilei. So too, the matnot will be able to be mefagelit. If you have a machshova by those hazaot, you'll be able to mefagel the shirayim. So that's Rebbe, who will be the author of this braita. That's how you get pigul by the lok shemen shel mitzorah. Titania. This is the position of Rabbi. We have a braita. Lok shemen shel mitzorah mo'alim bo ad shizrok hadam. That the opinion of the Tanakama, who Rabbi doesn't hold like, is that the Lok Shaman is Kadosh if you take from it, if you partake or misappropriate it, you're Chayav for Mi'ilah. Until when are you Chayav in Mi'ilah? You're only Chayav in Mi'ilah until it becomes permissible for the Kohanim to consume it. At what point does it become permissible for the Kohanim to consume it? So the Breita, or the Tanakama here says, Lok Shaman Shemadam Olimbo Ajiz Rokadam. Once the Asham of Mitzorah is brought, the Lok Shaman no longer has a restriction of a mi'ilah associated with it, because now it's mutar the kohanim. Now, nizrak adam, lo ne'anim, velo ma'alim. Besides that, there's still an isur d'rabbanan that remains. That after that point in time when nizrak adam, lo ne'anim, you can't get enough from it, velo ma'alim. But if you do it, you're not chayev d'oraita mi'ilah. Why is there an isur d'rabbanan? Because we are waiting for you to complete the process. You have to do the zrikot of the shemen plus the placing it on the mitzorah. So therefore, that's an isur d'rabbanan. It says don't partake in it until those are done. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no ma'alim, anchi ten matnotav. Rabbi says, no, that there's me'ilah until you do the hazaot, or the zrikot of the shemen, and the process that needs to be done with the shemen. So Rabbi says that the matir for the shemen is the shemen itself, the sprinklings that you do. As opposed to the Tanakam who thinks the matir is the zevach, that once the zevach is done, that's the matir, and you can consume the log shemen, whether it's a prerequisite or a matir, that is questionable over here, because even the Tanakam, if it's a matir, then you could also have pigul over here. But let's assume that it's just a prerequisite to get it to be freed of mi'ilan, to be consumed by the Kohanim. On the other hand, Rabbi says, no, that it's the matot of the shemen that do it. So if that's the case, now we have a position in Rabbi. Rabbi who holds that log shemen can have pigul associated with it because it can have a machshava while you're doing those matnot, hazot of the shemen. And that will give you the pigul in it. In log shemen shel matzorah. He will also be this author of the latter part of the Braita, which says that when it comes to the minchat nisachim, that they're excluded because they are not matnitar ayidei ha-zevach. So now when it says v'shavin, and here they agree, the Tanakam and Rabbi agree, she'asur b'achila achitin matan sheva matan b'honot. Everybody agrees that the Kohanim cannot consume it midrabanan until they actually do the avoda that's supposed to be done with the shemen. So yes, they're arguing about when the mi'ilah disappears. The mi'ilah disappears either with the zrikat adam of the Hashem mitzorah or with the shemen hazaot of the shemen. But there's still work to be done with the shemen. And that's the issur d'rabanan according to both the Tanakama and the Rabbi. Whatever needs to be done or completed, the Kohanim cannot partake or eat the shemen until they do the rest of what they're supposed to do. And that's to get it on the mitzorah. According to the Tanakama, it means to do the shemen hazaot plus get it on the mitzorah. According to Rabbi, it means just to get on the mitzorah because the shemen hazaot are what are matir the shemen. But nevertheless, we see now we have an author to our Mishnah. It's not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi could be the author of a Mishnah. So Amru Kameid Rabbi Yirmiyah. They said over this suggestion of Yosef before Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Gavar Ravo Ki Rav Yosef Lema Ki Hamilto. Can't be. Somebody loved the stature of Yosef would never say such a thing. Hare, because we have a little problem with this explanation. Log Abba Bifnei Atzmo. So the log itself can come whenever you want. Meaning that the log shel shemen is not necessarily integrally tied to the Hashem Mitzorah. It does not have to be brought at the same time as the Hashem Mitzorah. Even though there's a prerequisite that the Dam Hashem be on the thumbs of the Mitzorah and the big toes of the Torah, that's a prerequisite that it had to be Dam there in order to put the shemen later. But that doesn't mean that it has to be brought at the same moment or the same time as the Mitzorah, because a person can be as Hashem Hayom, he can bring his log shemen after 10 days later. Because everybody agrees that it's not the dam Hashem that does it, but rather the matnot itself. And there is no pigul. We have a bright log shemen shel matzorah chayvin alav mishum pigul. Mipnei shedam metiro lebonot. Tivri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, when it comes to log shemen shel matzorah, yechayav pigul, because what is matirit? The same way he says by the nesachim that the dam of the zevach is matir the nesach. So to over here, it says the dam of the Hashem mitzorah is matir the log shemen, just like the position of the Tanakama we just saw on the Braita before. That's Rabbi Meir. Amru lo Rabbi Meir, alo adam mevi Hashemo achshav velog shemen shelo mikana adasara yamim. First going to be his Hashem today, and it's log shemen 10 days from him. Amalan. I agree with you. It's only when it comes simultaneously with the Hashem. So if that's the case, then everybody agrees, it seems to be, number one, that there is no pigul. And even Rabbi Meir, who is the author of the position that there is pigul over here, says that it's only when it comes with the Hashem Mitzorah. But if one believes that the matir for the shemen is the has the oath of the shemen, you clearly believe that there is no pigul over here. Because the matir is not the dam, but the matir is the shemen itself. The matir is the shemen itself. We have the brayta saying, ain't pigul, no pigul over here. So that would be, how could you claim that? Just because Rabbi said that the matir for the shemen is the has the oath of shemen, that does not mean you can extrapolate and say that Rabbi believes there is pigul by the log shemen. The two are different. That's what we see from this brayta. The hazaot could be matir the shemen b'achila, but they do not bring it lidei pigul. Elam or Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Yirmiyah says this is the answer. The olam Rabbi Meir here. The author of Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. B'samim mikan nisachim, no problem. Just like Rashi took it out of the girsa of our Mishnah, here the Gemara is going to take it out of the girsa of the Braita. We'll just say minchat nisachim, big eraser, and we take that out. Once you eliminate that, then Rabbi Meir can be the author of the Mishnah. Now you don't have a problem. Log Shemen is included because it's Rabbi Meir. We don't exclude Minchat Nesachim, so Rabbi Meir can be the author of our Braita, because that was the steer that we had before. We eliminate one of the two items, then we don't have a problem. Amar Abaye, the Olam Lotisme, don't erase it. V'tana log habayim asham, v'otin l'nisachim habayim mezevach. Let's remember that Rabbi Meir only thinks that when it comes to a log shel shemen, you're only a chayav when it comes with the asham mitzorah. We just saw that explicitly in the brayta. The Rabbi Meir says, I only agree with you. So if that's the case, the ratio of this brayta that says log shel shemen is included is talking about a log that came along with the asham mitzorah, and included in that is also a nesech that comes with the zevach. Those two are included in that first part of the brayta. It gives one of the two examples. It gives log shel shemen, but min chag nesachim would be the same din if it came with the zevach. Both of those that come with the zevach, they are, can have pigul, and they can be problematic. The Hadar Tani, latter part of the bright that says Nisachim are excluded, that's talking about Nisachim Abayim Bifnei Atzman. That's talking about Nisachim that don't come along with the Zevach. Even Rabbi Meir agrees, right? I was going to say it before, but then it would have ruined the whole punchline of the Gemara, that let's think about it. Rabbi Meir does agree that some Nisachim are not included in pigul. The easiest way to answer up the bright is to say that Rabbi Meir only holds that Nisachim that come with the Zevach are considered to be pigul, but anything else he says is not pigul. So that could have been the answer before. That's exactly what Abayi does now. That's the punchline. In the end, what the minchat nesachim that's written there on the nesachim that don't come along with the zevach. There even Rabbi Meir agrees that those are not pigul. And alongside that, who adin alog abayi b'fnei atzmo, that will be the same din for a log that doesn't come with the asham mitzorah. I mean that Rabbi Meir has two categories within Log and within Nisachim. That which comes with the Zevach, or that which comes with the Hashem Mitzorah, those can be Pigol. There's another category of Log and Nisachim, those that do not come with the Korban. And those do not have Pigol. And that will be the two parts of the Breit, the ratio of the Breit that says they are included, or Log Shemin is included, that's talking about when it comes with the Hashem Mitzorah, or when the Nesach comes with the Zevach. The latter part of the Breit that says that they're not included in Pigol, that's talking about a Log that doesn't come with the Hashem Mitzorah, or as Nesach that doesn't come with the Zevach. And that's how we'll make Rabbi Meir the author of our Breita. Now the Gemara says, Chatat Ov, Dama Matir et Bisera L'Kohanim. Comes to the Chatat Ov, when you sprinkle the dam, that's Matir the Basar to be consumed. Minahani Mile, where do we know this from? So now the Gemara is going to launch into a whole number of items, and we won't get to the answer for a little bit. Titani Levi. And we have a Breita from Levi. Kor Karbanam. This is actually a pasuk that's found in Bamidbar Perek Yud Chet, which is after the Adat Korach, after the rebellion of Korach. There is a list of all the 24 matnot kuhuna that the Kohanim get afterwards. So that list of the matnot kuhuna, the pasuk says as follows. So that's the pasuk that the Gemara is darshan over here that's brought here in Tani Delevi. It says, Kol Karbanam. So why does it say Kol Karbanam? Why doesn't it just say Karbanam? You could have just read the pasuk. Ziyadacha mikodesh kodeshim min ha'esh, Karbanam, min chatam. Why does it say Kol? What's the riboy from the word Kol here? So the rabot, log shemen shel mitzorah, comes to include that the log shemen shel mitzorah, the shirayim go to the Kohen. Sakadat Chamina, why would I have thought otherwise? Why would I have thought it doesn't go to the Kohanim? Because this is how the Pasuk begins. Zei yalecha mikodesh Hashem min ha'esh. Min ha'esh is not just a restaurant, but min ha'esh means that it would have sounded like only things that end up on the Mizbeach do the Shirayim go to the Kohen. Well, Lo Shemen Shel Mitzorah, nothing ends up on the Mizbeach, nothing ends up in the Esh. So maybe the Shirayim should not go to the Kohanim. That's what Kol Karbanam comes to include us. Katab Rachmana, therefore, V'hai Lav Motar Min Ha'eshu, Kamash V'lan, Kol Karbanam, to include Lo Shemen Shel Mitzorah. Well, the next line in that Pasuk is, Kol Karbanam, L'chol Min Chatam. So now the Bright or Tani the Levi is going to darshan each one of these calls. Kol min chatam, what does that come to include? So the Kol min chatam, what does that come to include? There are both minchat omer and minchat kinaot. Comes to include minchat omer, which comes to be matir chadash. And it comes to include minchat kinaot, which is a test. It's coming to be birur avon. It comes to test whether the sota really did the sin or did not do the sin. Sakadat chamina vachlu otam asher kupar bahem. That's a puzzle that's found in Shmot Perichavtet when it's talking about the El HaMiluim. El HaMiluim, which is a shlamim of sorts. El HaMiluim tikach u'bushaltav seroba bakom kadosh. Bachlu Aron v'nei b'sar ayo b'talechem asher b'sal petach olmoed. They consume it. Bachlu otam asher kupar b'hem. The melei tedem kesh otam asal yechabo. Who eats it? Asher kupar b'hem. The ones that get kapara. So we see that there's an association between achila and kapara. We would think that only when there is kapara is there achila. So these korbanot, like the Minchat Omer and the Minchat Kanot, they are not coming for kapara, they're coming for either to be a matir or to be a birur avon. Then I would hit sakat amino b'achlu otam asher kubahem u'minchat haomer lahatir atya. Minchat Kanot v'arir avon ka'atya k'mash malan l'chol minchatam comes to include those, that the shirayim of those do get consumed by the kohanim or go to the kohanim. Next line in the pasuk is u'lechol chatatam. What does the kol chatatam come to include over here? So that's the part that we were trying to get to in the braita. We asked before, minahani mili. How do we know that the dam is matir, the chatat of, that the b'sara is eaten? Here's the answer to this, which is the kol chatatam. The rabot chatat of. That includes a chatat of. Why would you exclude chatat of? Because sakadat chamino, when it comes to a chatat behema, you shech the chatat behema. That's why the kohanim consume the basar. When it comes to ofot that are brought as korbanot, what do? You do melika. Melika outside of the mikdash is a nevela. So maybe you would think that they cannot consume the basar of the chatat of because it's a nevela. Sakadat chamilo, that you can't consume it, nevelahi. So kamash malan l'chol chatotam, to teach you that includes chatat of as one of the matnot kuna. L'chol hashamam, which is the next line in the pasuk. What does the kol hashamam come to include? So this we've seen actually a number of times because we've had this question come up. That comes the rabot asham nazir v'asham mitzora. Because sakadat chamina, I would have thought that they are lahakshir ka'atu. They are really a makshir or matir. The sham mitzora and the sham nazir, the sham mitzora allows the mitzora to now come into the mikdash or consume kodesh. The asham nazir allows him to just restart his nazirut b'tahara. So they're both matirim or makshirim over here. So kamash malon, that they are included. The Gemara says, asham mitzora behejek tibbe. Wait a minute. Why do you need a reboy for asham mitzora? The pasuk by the asham mitzora says, kichachatat ha-asham. By the asham of the mitzora, it says, kichachatat ha-asham who? Well, if you compare an asham to a chatat, that would give it the same dimnim as a chatat. If a chatat is consumed, so too the asham mitzora is consumed by the kohanim. So I don't need a special reboy by the asham mitzora. So the Gemara's conclusion is, okay, fine, you're right. El rabot asham nazir ki asham mitzora. Comes to include the asham nazir that will have the same vision as the asham mitzora. Just like the asham mitzora is included, so too the asham nazir is included. And that's what the chol hashamam comes to tell you over here, that even though they are a matir or a machshir, they still are included in the matnot kuna. Now the pasuk continues, asher yashivu li kodesh kereshkim lechol yul panecha. So what is this asher yashivu? Ze gezel ager. That teaches you that about gezel ager, lecha hu, that's what it says afterwards, lecha hu, shelcha iyeh afil lekadesh bo atisha. For you it will be your possession in order to be mekadesh et aisha. So over here, as Rashi points out, the lecha iyeh is that they will be like chulin to you. But that's not all of the karbanot. That's talking about this gezel ager. The gezel ager becomes to you like money of chulin, and once you receive that gezel ager, then you can use it like chulin, and you can be mekadesh and isha with it. And that's the ultimate test of ownership. If you can be mekadesh and isha with it, it means that's something you own that you're giving to the woman. So that consideration means that it was yours, and that's what it means, that lecha iyeh, that'll be yours. Gezel ager is actually learned out of Parshat Naso. In Parshat Naso, it talks about an instance where someone takes a shivu, denying that they have an obligation in Mammon. Later on, they come and they admit the fact that they were lying about this. Then they have to pay 1 1/5. They have to pay the Karen plus the Chomesh, plus they have to bring an Asham. Asham Gzeilot. We have that once in Vayikra. And later on, it's found in Naso again. When it's found, the Parsha is found in Gezel Ager, in Parshat Naso. Over there, it says, Hashem HaMushav LaHashem LaKohen Yeh. The Asham that is brought to Hashem will be for the Kohen. Then we learned this in Baba Kama. What's the Asham that you're speaking about there? Is the Asham the Korban Asham Zelot that's brought around there. Asham, the Gemara says, Zekeren. Amushav is the Chomesh. Oh, and it was the Asham Mamash. Maybe it's the Asham itself. Kshumer milvilvad ela kipurim. When it says afterwards that the Asham Amushav la Hashem la Koniyeh, milvad ela kipurim is the Ayo that's brought as the Asham Gezerot, the Ayal of Kapara. So it already explicitly says the Ayal. That can't be talking about the Asham. So what's the Asham? The Asham is the Keren. Hey, Asham Gezerot, when you pay the Keren and the Chomesh, that goes to the Kohen. What do you mean? Why does it go to the Kohen? Normally, that money is paid to the one who was cheated, the one who was denied the obligation. Why is it given to the Kohen? Because there it says in the Pasuk, Im ein le'ish goel, la'ashiv ha'asham. If the person has no redeemer in order to give the Asham, the Keren to, well, who's the only person in Klal Yisrael that could have no relatives? That's a ger. So that's how we know that Parsha is talking about Gezel Ager. Therefore, in Gezel Ager, the person who lied and took the Shva of a Sheker, he has to bring his Hashem, and he also has to bring the Karen and the Chomesh. Now, there's nobody around to give the Karen and the Chomesh to. It goes to Hashem. And then from Hashem, it gets given to the Kohanim, and therefore the Kohanim get it like Chulin, and it becomes theirs entirely. And that's what it tells us over here. Asher Yeshivuli, that's what's returned to me, meaning the Gezel that's returned to me, that will belong to the Kohanim, the Chahu, that will belong to you and your children, meaning that it's like chulin and you can do whatever you want with that item. Now there was a girsa in some gemaras that says, why do you have to write gezel ager? Lamali gezel ager. Just like we had before by the Hashem Mitzarah, Hashem Mitzarah, the hejektiv bay. Hashem Mitzarah is explicitly written. So why, over here, Rashi had a girsa in the gemara that it said, gezel ager is explicit. I just brought you the psukim. Clear that the Kohen gets it. It says there, la Koheniyeh. So why do I need the posuk in Bamidbar Yudchet in Korach to teach me that if I already know that from the psukim in Naso? Rashi eliminates that girsa. And Rashi eliminates that girsa because he says, and it's a very interesting Rashi over here, first of the widest lines in the Rashi. The middle of the line is a dot there. It says, Gezel Ager, Behejuk Tibe, Lo Garsinan. We don't have that girsa. Daha, Chataot, Ashamot, Visharim Urim, Baparsha, Behektiv, Ktiv. All of these things are written explicitly, each one by the Karbanot. In Parsha Tzav, it tells us what the Kohanim get from each of the Karbanot. Kol Echad V'Echad B'Mekomo. V'Sidran Lo HaKatuv V'Aron Kan. So why did the Torah then lay them out here for Aron? Mipnei Machlokto Shel Korach. Because of the era of Korach, She'ir Era Lav Alakuna. Mashal Hejot. Amar L'Tov Ato Nishbar Arego Parato. So over here, the reason that it's brought over here is to teach us. Here there was a Me'arer, Korach comes and brings a question about the Kuna. So then afterwards you have all the Parshiot that tell us that the Kohen Hashem chose a Kohanim, and look, he gave all these items. These are all the Matnot Kuna they get. Not only that, but they get all these 24 Matnot Kuna. So that's why it's brought here. So Rashi says, I'm not fazed by the fact that these items are written somewhere else. That's not the issue the Gemara has. The issue the Gemara has is, why do you have Kol, what seemed to be extra Ribuim in the Pasuk? That comes to teach us that there are additional items where I would have had a Havamina, not to include them in the Achilat Kohanim or in the gifts to the Kohanim, and therefore I have the Psukim to come and teach me. No, they really do belong to the Kohanim. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Pigel B'davar Naseh B'chutz, Pigel. B'davar Asen B'fnim, Lo Pigel. So this bright, it says that if you have Pigel about something that's done outside, it's Pigel. Something that's done inside, it's not Pigel, Ketzad. Let's see how you can do this. Hayomei B'chutz, now Chutz over here does not mean outside the Mikdash. We saw this before, Chutz here means in the Azara. Haya omeid b'chutz. He's standing in the Azara v'armei, and he shochet lazot midamo b'machar lo pigel. If he says, I'm going to shech this to be zorek the dam b'machar, lo pigel. Shemachshava b'chutz b'devar aseh b'fnim, lo pigel. Because here he's talking about one of the chatot ha'pnimiyot, and when he's doing the shechita, he says, I'm going to sprinkle the dam of this chatot ha'pnimiyot tomorrow. So you're talking about a matan dam that's going to be done inside the heichal. He's having a machshava about it. No pigel. Even though he's standing in the Azara when he has the machshava, he's doing the shechita in the Azara. Nevertheless, it's not pigel, because the machshava is about something that's done inside the heichal. Hayomei b'fnim, even now instead, he was standing inside the heichal. V'amareini mazel menat lagdir emurim lishbok shirayim l'machar. Inside there, he has a machshava about the matnot dam of the chatot pnimiyot, and he says, listen, I'm doing this matnot on the condition that I'm going to be maktir the emurim that are supposed to go on the mizbech chitzon. They're going to be placed on the mizbech, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. Or I'm going to be shofech the shirayim of this dam, which goes on the mizbech chitzon. I'm going to do that tomorrow. So by saying that, again, lo pigel, why? Because ha-machshava bifnim, the machshava was done inside the echal, but the var nasei b'chutz, about something that's done b'chutz. So in each of these two instances, even though either he was in the Azara when he had the machshava, or he had a machshava about something in the Azara, nevertheless, there's another problem, which is that he was either standing bifnim, or he was having his machshava about something that's bifnim. That makes it that there is no pigul. Aval, haya umeid b'chutz. If he's standing in the azara, v'amar. Here's a case by chatot pnimiot where he could actually make a pigul. What does he say? Areni shochet lishpoch shiraim lemachar or l'tir mirim lemachar. He does the shechita with the intention of putting the mirim on the mizbech ritzon tomorrow, or being shofech the rest of the dam on the mizbech ritzon tomorrow. So now his machshav is where? In the azara. He has it while he's doing the shechita. What is it about? It's about items that end up on the mizbech ritzon. So since these are items that end up on the mizbeach chitzon, like the imurim and the shvichat shirayim, therefore that is what can be pigol shemachshev bechutz v'davar naseh bechutz. That's it. That's exactly what we're looking for. So Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Mikra. What's the source for this? What's the source that this is true? So the source for this comes from a parsha that we spent a lot of time on in the last couple of days, which is the parsha of Par Kohen Mashiach. By the Par Kohen Mashiach, it says that you have to bring kol chelav apar on the mizbeach. So we know that there's an extra pasuk already of a shtei klayot that yoter tekaveid, because that was the one korban that had it mentioned, and we tried to extrapolate it through the hekeshim to the other korbanot. Then there's a pasuk at the end that says kasher yuram mishor zevach hashlamim, that you should do to the fats the same way you take them off of the zevach shlamim, v'kterem hakohen al mizbeach haolah, and then you place them on the mizbeach chitzon. That posuk is unnecessary. Why does it say kasher yuram mishor zevach shlamim? Why does it say just like you did to the shlamim? They are explicitly laid out here. I could read you the pesukim and by your comparative dalet, pasuk chet and pasuk tet lay out exactly which chalavim of the poor kohen mashiach end up on the mizbeach. And then in pasuk yud it says just like the shlamim. What do you need the just like the shlamim for? It's unnecessary. What do we learn from the Zevach HaShlamim that you need to mention it by the Par Kohen Mashiach? Ella, Mekish Par Kohen Mashiach L'Shor Zevach HaShlamim. There's a hekesh here. Ma Shor Zevach HaShlamim Ad Shiyu Ma'asav U'machshotav Mizbeach Ritzon. Just like by the Shlamim, there's only Pigol when the Machshava and the Avoda are done b'chutz, because all of the Machshavot and all the Avodot of the Shlamim are going to be in the Azara. Par Kohen Mashiach Ad Shiyu Ma'achshotav U'ma'asav Mizbeach Ritzon. So too, when it comes to the Par Kohen Mashiach, until it has the Machshavot and the Ma'asim outside, that's the example we just gave, where he does the Shechita Al Menat to bring the Emurim tomorrow, that's when you have Pigul. Otherwise you will not have Pigul in this instance. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvu, Amar Rav, Halocha Ki Rav Elazar. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi. The Halocha is like Rav Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, who says this comparison to the Shlamim, and based on that comparison to the Shlamim, he believes that you can't have Machshava or the Avodah Dabifnim be what's involved in the Pigul. So Amar Rava, and there are other Girsaot, if we're going to see in the Tosfos in the next Amud, seems like the Girsa here is Amar Rav Yosef. It's either Amar Rava or Amar Rav Yosef. Hilchata l'mashicha? What are you telling me the halacha for? Halacha for the time when Mashiach comes? What do you mean? What do you give me? Halacha like them? We don't have a base of Mikdash today. What are you telling me about? Tell me halacha, it's about they're going to be in the future. Amar Le'abaya l'me'ata, kol shechitat kodshim lo lidnei. Why are you bothering to learn all of Zvachim? Why are you learning about shechitat kodshim? It's all for the future. Elo drosh v'kabel schar. Why do we learn it? Because drosh v'kabel schar, you have to learn it and you get schar for it. Achanami drosh v'kabel schar. So too over here. The halachos that we're learning are about doing the drasha, it's Torah, and we learn it, you get schar for limud Torah. It says, no, achakamin halacha. That's exactly what I'm asking you. Hilchata lomali. Why are you bothering to say halacha? Go ahead, learn the Gemara, learn what it says here. But why would you be kovei halacha? Why would you paskin halacha? Psak halacha only comes for something that is practical. That's what Rashi says. Kivu halacha inu alahu rot halacha lemaaseh. Halacha means halacha lemaaseh, to do. V'achshav inu nahug. And today there's no, we don't do this today. So why would you give halacha lahu rot lemaaseh? Why would you actually do something? If you're doing halacha, it means that we're doing it. We're not doing it. So lishna achmina amalei halacha kamina. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm talking about is either hilchas alamalei or halacha kamina. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the halacha aspect of it, not the part that you're learning it. I don't mind that you're learning it. I just don't understand why you are koveya halacha over here, which is very interesting in and of itself. That why are we koveya halacha? You know, we know that the Beis Yosef and the Tour did not put together in their compilations. They only dealt with items that were practical. They didn't deal with items like kodshim. On the other hand, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah did deal with kodshim. And remember the Chavetz Chaim that we brought down when we began the Masechta as the introduction, that the Chavetz Chaim said that the Isuk B'Kodshim was a part of our Emunah Shleima B'Viat HaMashiach, because then we really believe. If we're learning it, that believes that we really think it's going to be the Halacha L'Maaseh. So that's why maybe there is an issue, or maybe there is an aspect of halacha lemaaseh. Because if we really believe that b'mehir b'yameinu yibana beit hamikdash, then it does become halacha lemaaseh, and therefore there's a reason to be kovei halacha, because we really believe that it's going to be necessary and it's going to be practical for us. There's an interesting tosos here. So I'll just do it with you quickly because it's fun. That is, a tosos says, look, this is a nice question, but how come we have a bunch of places in Shas where the Gemara says halacha kiss somebody, and it's talking about things that are in kachim, things that are not applicable today. So Tosfos goes through each of the items and says, no, it has a practical implication for today. So look at this. He says, V'teima, it says, Tap Tosfos Amemhei. D'bresha erso yuchsin, Amrei Yehuda Marav, halacha k'Rav Yosi, datidi mamzerim li teher. Then in the future, mamzerim will be tahor. So why do you tell me halacha in the future? B'shema nafka mina achshav. Maybe there is a nafka mina today, practical nafka mina. Shelo archik mishpachot she'en in yuduot. That we have mishpachot that we don't know their status in terms of whether they have mzeirim or not. That we give them the benefit of the doubt, because in the future everybody will be tahor. So since everybody in the future will be tahor, therefore in a safek today we give them the benefit of the doubt. Again, Tosfos asks about yoma. The pasuk Rav Yosi Rishon Chozer Lavodotam. We have two kohanim, and one kohen replaces. The kohen gadol had some problem, temporary problem, where he had to step down, and another kohen gadol came and replaced him. Then we say there's a halacha there that the second kohen that went and is then removed when the first kohen comes back into service, he's lo kohen, but lo kohen gadol. He's in this talui state. He's in a state that's between a kohen and a kohen gadol. So again, what the Gemara there says halacha is like that. Why does that have any nafka mina? This is very interesting. Tosfos says, Nafkamina Achshav, Binasi, or Rosh Yeshiva, or Parnes, Shinimana Letzibur. Comes from positions of leadership. Whether it comes to the Nasi, the Rosh Yeshiva, Vavar Machmad Onis, he had some sort of difficulty. Vavar Onis, and then that difficulty passed, and now he comes back in. So what does we do with the second person who was the temporary Rosh Yeshiva, or the temporary Nasi? What's his status? That will learn out from the Kohen Gadol. Then he has another one by Pesach, and he says, no, well, Pesach might have an afkamina legabe milo. So that's also practical. So again, he goes through each of these times when there is a halacha that is stated in the Gemara about something which seems to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, well, it has practical implications today because there is some nafkamina that comes out of it. And that's why the Gemaras over there don't ask about it, because there is practical nafkamina. Over here, we don't have a practical nafkamina that come out of it, so therefore the Gemara asks the question, halacha, the Mashicha. The Rabbeinu Baruch, at the end of the Tosfot, actually says the reason that the question is asked here and nowhere else is because here we're talking about pigul. Here we're talking about something that's an isur, something that is a negative commandment, and therefore I'm asking you, why are you pasking halacha? Latid lavo, everybody's going to do right, everybody's going to be tzaddikim. So therefore there's no issue of halacha when it comes to isur. When it comes to positive commandments, when it comes to asays, then you can talk about halacha lamase, even latid lavo. But when you're talking about lota says and isurim, that we're not going to speak about latid lavo, because everybody's going to be a tzaddik. There are also others, or the Rishonim, that suggest that when it comes to issues of Latid Lavo, at that point in time, there'll be a new Beit Din, there'll be Mashiach, Eliyahu Navi, and they will be the deciders of all halachot at that time. Therefore, it's presumptuous of us to make decisions about halachot that are going to be handled by Batini Dinim in the future. So please God, it should be halacha l'mashicha, that we should be zocha to b'mehir b'meinu, b'nyan Beit HaMikdash, and it should be halacha l'masa.